With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Maybe more so than in years past, agriculture will be paying close attention to the goings-on in Congress as farm labor reform will be on the list of legislative priorities. Last year, Representative Dan Newhouse says the Farm Workforce Modernization Act that did pass in the House ran into a bit of a backup in the Senate.
Senators were kind of taking their foot off the gas as far as moving our ag labor reform bill because they wanted to see what would happen with the Build Back Better legislation.
So Newhouse says there may be some options to his labor reform bill.
That's kind of on pause, unfortunately, in the Senate. So, you know, being the House and being we're trying to be responsive and get something accomplished here. We're looking at other pieces of legislation that we could move here in the House that maybe would have a better chance of moving through the Senate.
Newhouse says they could use your help now more than ever.
We're working on it hard. Understand full well the urgency of the situation. I know every grower meeting this winter, this is a huge topic of conversation, and I would just ask all growers around the state as well as around the country to let your members of Congress know how important this is to you, how urgent it is, and how necessary it is for us to move legislation. We've got to get this done.
Tune in tomorrow for more on 2022 ag legislation and the upper-level support they'd really like to count on. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.